I used to, it was quite common, I used to cycle from Blairgowrie, Kirkmichael to Blairgowrie, when I was young, when I was 12.
Yeah.
When I was 11 and 12, I thought nothing about cycling down. But it never bothered, it's 13 miles.
Mm.
And I was sent to music lessons in Blairgowrie when I was 11, in 1947. And very often I used to cycle down to Blairgowrie to a music teacher that came here and cycle back up after it. Never thought anything about it. You know, you were back home for your tea. Saturday. It was always a Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday afternoon.
26 miles in a day.
Aye. That's, and impressive. We never thought anything about that.
No got any tales about the policeman, the village policeman?
Aye, you'll know about the police. There was a village policeman at that time.
Right.
There was the one village policeman for most of the time I was there. Ferguson was his name. Willie Ferguson. But then when he retired, we got another policeman, but he was a single man. Brown, Murdy Brown, Murdo Brown. There was a house, there was a police house, you see, right, at the end of the village. You know where there's two houses and there's a small pend between them?
Right, okay. Yeah,
you know? So. Well, the one nearest the hotel was the one, that was the police house. And it was the one man that was the village constable there from my earliest memories right up until he retired. And then after he retired, the police house was never occupied by a policeman again. It was sold, and the sent just a young policeman who was single, and he was in digs with a Mrs. Gow at the end of the village, you know, the Lochry end of the village,
right,
and a granite built house there, and she took in lodgers, and the policeman stayed there then. But eventually they were done away with, and there's no village policeman now.
Mm.
You know, they did away with that a long time ago now. Aye, there was quite a lot of... All the villages had policemen at one time.